This is the alarm on my phone right here. The wake-up alarm.
My prerogative?
Yeah.
That's great. That's amazing, Earl.
All right. Welcome. Hey, I'm only joking, man.
Oh, come on.
Hey, man. But it will wake you up, man. Turn it up a little bit so they can hear it.
That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty.
No, it's the censored version.
All right. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I like to do things on the radio that and talk about things that, you know, everybody should be talking about. And yet you won't hear anywhere else. Important issues. And we as, you know, as Americans should be concerned about these issues. But before we go there, let's go to the phone lines. Is that Don?
I think it's Dave.
Dave.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Hey, Earl. Yeah, this is Dave from Milwaukee.
Yes, sir.
Could you help explain to me the difference in the public reaction for the I'm comparing this FBI action where the FBI is investigating a despotic former president who tried to overthrow the government. And a certain sector of the population is calling, you know, making threats on the lives of the FBI. They want to defund, disband, get rid of the FBI for that. Now, you're old enough to remember another FBI action. And
J. Edgar Hoover.
Yes, well, I'm recalling the assassination of Fred Hampton.
Yes, J. Edgar Hoover.
The 21-year-old black activist in Chicago. His only crime was organizing and providing free meals to poor children.
Yeah, breakfast.
And he was the founder of the Rainbow Coalition, which was set, you know, its goal was to eliminate the violence, you know, between the gangs in Chicago. So they saw him as a threat. And he was, when he was 21 years old, the FBI raided his apartment and shot him to death. Where was the public outcry at that time to disband the FBI? There was nothing. There was silence. So compare these two.
Well,
can you explain to me why there's such a difference?
Well, let me say this, because your point is so valid, and it's what I reach and react to, as you stated, because I'm old enough to remember. J. Edgar Hoover was looked at as a hero. And
right.
The tactics that they use, if they want to talk about tactics of the FBI and underhanded tactics, that's clearly what took place back in those 60s, turbulent 60s, when civil rights leaders were fighting the injustice of our nation and not treating people of color and poor people in this society and trying to get our nation to live up to the creed that it touted all over the world, and, you know, and live up to the democracy and live up to the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and all of those things that was not living up to at that point in time, the sacred Constitution and Bill of Rights. And people like, as you stated, Fred Hampton, young man, well-educated, who organized a group of men who did exactly what people are doing today. They were armed. They had a constitutional right to be armed, and they were armed. And so because they were armed, and deemed a threat because they walked around like people are doing today with their AR-15s today. That was a major threat. And so Fred Hampton was set up and slaughtered by J. Edgar Hoover, as many others were. There was talk about the fact that Dr. King was assassinated with the help of the FBI, Malcolm X and others, and all the different things, Medgar Evers and all of those men, that covert operations by the FBI was at the root of those things. And so many people knew back in those days, but nobody dare challenge the FBI.
Right.
But today, the FBI is all kind of scumbags, and people can call and make threats. And what did the FBI do? Who did they assassinate? Donald Trump? Did they
do?
They're
just investigating.
That's my point, Don. You know,
if
I mean, Dave, that's my
innocent. He's got no problem, right?
Dave, that's my point. They act as though, you know, the FBI has attacked and assaulted God Almighty. And so I could understand if it was God Almighty that they were investigating. But for heaven's sakes, a scumbag like Donald Trump, a lowlife
right.
like Donald Trump. And so because of it shows the, but what it does show is the inherent danger that our nation is in. That you have people who are willing to put their lives on the line, you know, because of that. And that's what people need to really be cautious of. The times that we are in now and the inherent danger that our nation faces because there are people who refuse to think for themselves and have allowed somebody else to do the thinking for them. That's where we are. And people better wake up and understand that if you're willing to follow this psychopath, you know, down the road, as I stated earlier, the blood's going to be running in the street, and it's going to be the blood of the people who follow him, not him and his family. But people who should know better. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Let me tell you something. This is my prerogative. I can do what I want to do. I made this money. You didn't. Right, Ted?